Kephart Communications Podcast is hosted by School District of Washington Superintendent Dr. Jennifer Kephart. With help from our team in the Washington High School CAPS program, Dr. Kephart and her guests share information ranging from district happenings, current events, and student experiences to keep listeners informed about the School District of Washington. If you are a parent, district employee, or community member, this podcast is for you. Let's welcome Dr. Kephart, Dr. Dierks, and Susie Hegeman from Washington High School and East Central College.
Thank you for the introduction and welcome. Today we have Dr. Dierks and Susie Hegeman in the podcast studio today. We are looking forward to hearing more from both of them about the Early College Academy program and the partnership between Washington High School and East Central College in Union, Missouri. Welcome to both of you in the podcast studio today. I'm going to have you start by sharing a little bit about your background. Dr. Dierks, would you like to start us off first?
Sure. As Director of Choice Programs for the school district, I have the awesome opportunity to oversee a variety of programs that are really cool and unique for students. And the early college program is a fine example of that because students get the chance to earn an associate's degree while completing their high school diploma.
Which is just amazing. I know that this podcast will give some great information from both of you. Susie, we are so glad that you're in the podcast studio today as well. I will note this is a day off for Susie, so she is joining us just to make sure that we can get a student's point of view about this great program as well. Susie, can you share a little bit about your experiences in the school district?
Yeah, I joined Washington High School as a freshman from St. Vincent's de Paul in Ditto, and I joined the program as a junior in high school.
Well, we're excited to hear more today. Thank you for that. Thank you both for being here. Dr. Dierks, you shared just a little bit, just real briefly, about the Early College Academy program, but could you share an overview of the program that's offered through East Central College?
Sure. So several years ago, this program got off the ground as a way to provide a limited number of very driven students the opportunity to earn an associate's degree while in high school. So there's an application process, and once accepted to the program, students are mostly at East Central. Maybe 1 hour a day they're at Washington High School, like Susie, but otherwise they are a full-time college student, just like anyone else, even though they're a little bit younger.
Well, and I think last year, am I correct, that we had some students walk across the stage at Washington, and they had already walked across the stage at East Central with their associate's degree?
Yes, we're glad they showed up for the high
yes,
school graduation.
Agreed. Susie, what inspired you to enroll in the Early College Academy, and what has been your experience so far?
I think the main thing that inspired me to enroll is I wanted more of a challenge in classes. High school was not very challenging. I didn't have to study. It was just like I was there, took a test, got straight A's. It wasn't hard,
and
I was
okay, looking for more of a challenge. Okay, that's impressive. Just to say, that's impressive.
I was just looking for more of a challenge when it came to school, and knowing that I could get an associate's degree by the end of my senior year and be ahead of the rest of my class was a good thing for me.
Pretty incredible too. What challenges have you faced knowing that you have been on a college campus since your junior year in high school?
I think my biggest challenges were talking to professors and asking for help. Asking for help is not something that comes easy. Nobody wants to admit that they want help or that they need it. The Learning Center is what I went to a lot for because I had to get help in math, so I had to go get tutoring from the Learning Center, and yeah, asking for help was my biggest challenge.
Well, and not only is that really a lifelong skill, but good for you for realizing that you did need some help and that you were able to find, first of all, that they had help that they could provide you, but you knew where to go and that you knew enough to actually ask for that help. So kudos to you for that as well. So nicely done. Dr. Dierks, can you share what the main benefits for students are in participating in the Early College Academy?
I think the main benefit certainly for students who are pretty sure about where they want to go in life, they get a head start a little bit. I know that when Susie gets out there after this year, she'll be a junior in college and already in her major at a very young age. So In some ways, you're fast-forwarding your life, but if a student has already made the decision to enter a certain field and they're as driven as Susie is, they get a little bit of a leg up and a jump start in getting out there and doing what they love to do.
Well, and I'm looking forward to, hold on, because I am looking forward to asking you what it is that you plan to do, life after high school and life after associate's degree. So that's normally not a question I ask. Let me ask you both this question. How does Early College Academy prepare students for success in higher education, but what you alluded to as well in future careers? You talked about giving a leg up. What else do you see from a director standpoint? And then Susie, I'm going to ask you the same question.
I know that they learn tremendous time management skills. They're not used to having the level of homework or work outside of class, so I see these students really develop self-discipline, self-advocacy, organizational skills that I'm not going to say that every high school student's lacking, because that's not true, but they get to learn early on that it takes a little bit more when we get out there when it comes to post-secondary education and what that's like to be out there not having professors following you around and not have them holding your hand. So they have to grow up a little quicker, and I think that serves all of these students really well as they exit the program and leave us behind.
And I also think it's important to note that it is not for all students. This is a very select number of students that we have for the reasons that you just stated. It is a more mature level of instruction and education and what the day looks like for each student. So Susie, same question for you. How do you feel this experience will prepare you for life after high school and East Central?
I think the main thing that it prepared me for was how to talk to professors. They don't go to your parents if you're struggling. You have to go to them and ask them.
It's a good example.
Yeah. It is very, like, on your own. You have to do it yourself, like Dr. Dirk said. You just have to be independent and know when you need help. And I think that's what prepared me the best for, like, my four-year university.
Because my guess is not that it was necessarily the schoolwork. The schoolwork, I'm sure, was challenging, but it was all of the other things that you had a chance to learn and grow in from that maturity level and that independence level, too.
Yeah, it's a very different environment in college. You have people aging from 16 to 70 years old, so it's not like your typical high school classroom.
Yeah, great, great examples. Dr. Dirks, can you walk us through what the admission requirements are and even the selection process? When we talk about this is for a few number of students, what criteria is utilized?
Sure. So there's an application process, and one of the first things that the students that are interested in joining the program do is they go to East Central and take the Accuplacer test, which is an indicator of their readiness for college level work. So they have to take that test and see where they fall when it comes to math and English skills, or where they would be placed in what class down at East Central. So they have to be ready for the level of work. And if they are, there's an essay and some questions. We take a look at, there's a little bit of a discipline component, so they can't be someone that gets in trouble. They have to be, we look at their essay and their writing skills, but more than that, the total picture of the student. And academically, are they ready? Is this someone that is pretty mature? I speak to students individually about the application process too, and kind of looking at, why they want to do this. Do they really want to leave the high school experience behind? Are they ready for this? And if we have a good conversation, then we bring in parents as well and speak to them as a family. Should we get more than 15 applicants? And that's our cutoff for each group. So we're allowed to have 15 first-year students and 15 second-year students actively in the program. Should we have more than 15 students, there would be a panel that would convene to look through the applications and maybe even talk to students and interview them before being accepted.
Well, and one area that we haven't talked about yet is the district's contribution to the hours, because college hours do cost. And can you share a little bit about the district's contribution?
Yeah, we provide tuition as well as books and fees for all of the students. Should they pass the classes and with C's or better, they continue on in the program. If things don't work out academically in one class, they may have to pay for a class that they don't get at least a C in. Or if the program is not a fit, then they have to repay the entire cost that the district puts forth for them. There's a really cool program that ECC does that we work with students. They get their books, they rent their books and turn them in at the end of the semester. So they don't keep them, but they get a pretty good, the district gets a pretty good deal on that rental process. So that works out really well.
Well, and that partnership with the district, East Central, and with parents to be able to essentially pay for an associate's degree is pretty amazing on all sides, and an appreciation for that partnership with East Central. So Susie, I'm going to send it back to you. You shared a little earlier about the supports that you have from an academic standpoint. Can you tell our listeners a little bit more about those support services and resources that are available to students that are enrolled in the early college experience?
Yeah, the Learning Center is the place where you'll find everything, any help that you need. Your success coach is in the Learning Center, and they help you with any questions or anything that you may need at all there. You also have free tutoring that you can schedule an appointment in person, or you have 24-hour tutoring online that is also free to you. They started a new, it's like a health thing that they started. It is completely free to the students. You get free mental health counseling. That's and right. You also get free, like, via or Zoom,
like doctor's visits,
yeah,
or
doctor's
from
visits.
from a mental health perspective, but also from a physical,
yeah,
sick perspective.
Yeah.
What a great resource for students as well, both of those, from an academic need, but really that holistic need of who you are as a student. So great opportunities through East Central. So here's the question for you. What is your future aspiration, and how has early college helped you to get there? So I'm very excited to hear what's next for you.
Yes, I plan to attend Mizzou in the fall, and I plan to study pre-med to become a pediatrician or a child psychiatrist.
Oh, good for you. That's very exciting.
I think ECC has helped me tremendously just getting out there and knowing what to expect for Mizzou in the fall.
You're going to step on campus and be very comfortable when brand new freshmen will step on campus and not have a clue what they're getting themselves into. So nicely done. And you will go in as a junior, is that correct?
Academically, yes, I will go in as a junior. But for scholarships, I am considered a freshman.
Okay, so you can still apply for a freshman scholarship, the
yeah.
whole array. Well, good for you.
Yes.
So keep applying, because now's the time.
Yes.
Well, is there anything from both of you that I haven't asked you about the early college experience or the program in general that you want to make sure that our listeners know?
I would say this is a really awesome program for students that are ready. It's a great way to, yes, earn free school, but it's also okay to not quite be ready for this, because we have a lot of tremendous students at Washington High School, and I'm also fortunate enough to oversee the A+ program. So if we're not quite ready, we can get 2 free years at East Central 2 years from now anyway. So we have a lot of great opportunities for students to earn that free education, and a large percentage of our graduates do qualify for A+ eligibility and could get the exact same experience that Susie is experiencing right now after they graduate high school.
I appreciate that you brought up A+. That's a really good opportunity for our students and families to take advantage of too. So thank you for that. Susie, anything that you want to share that I didn't ask you?
No.
That's fine. Nope. Okay, so before you both leave, as we wrap up, I appreciate your time today, but we have added a new segment called 5 and 15. So it's 5 questions in 15 seconds to get to know you and have our listeners get to know you a little bit better. You both ready to play? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So pool or trampoline?
Pool.
Pool. Trampoline's too much work.
Okay. Would you rather live on the moon or Mars?
Mars.
I would be petrified to experience either, so the moon.
Okay. Favorite type of music?
Pop.
Yeah, fair.
80s, 80s, 80s.
Yeah, I did know that about you, Dr. Dierks. All right. Would you rather get a new shirt or a new pair of shoes?
New shirt.
Oh, kicks for sure.
And your favorite season?
Spring.
Summer.
Okay, well, that warmth is coming. It's not today, but it is soon. Well, thank you both. We appreciate you being in our podcast studio today. Again, we have Dr. Dierks and we have Susie Hageman that is joining us today. And a big, fabulous thank you to our broadcast team. And thank you to our listeners for partnering with us as we live out the School District of Washington mission to inspire achievement, character, and personal growth in all students as they pursue and succeed in college, careers, and life. Please join us for our next episode when we learn more about the transitions from elementary to middle school and middle school to high school.
And don't forget, you can connect with the district on Facebook and Twitter at SD of Washington and the website washington.k12.mo.us.